Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
I started running after the stay and fail to work. Gotten used to living a little heartbroken and hurt.
Welcome back. This is The Drive on KFH. That's Jason Eady.
You know he's not a hillbilly. Stop that.
That's Lonesome Dan now.
Stop.
Number 18 on Jeff's list. Dude, well, how was I kind of had a good little sound there, didn't I? Dude, are you with us?
I got you.
What, is that your son again going to soccer?
No, not tonight.
What's wrong with you, Duda?
He's not feeling good. He's not going tonight.
Pick it up. What's up? Are you okay?
Yeah, I've been busy, man. I got things to do. I can't just be, you know, at your beck and call, Jeff. I'd love to be able to do that, but I just can't be.
Yeah, you're so busy. You got a dog barking. It sounds crazy over there.
Yeah. Get the Alpo out. Let's.
Door. Like, come on, boy. People have other things to do during the day.
Oh, now that is fun. That's funny stuff. We are here to make our Or Nissan Picks of the Week with Chris George from Or Nissan. Chris, how are you?
Doing well.
Glad to have you in. Sorry about that, the dog stuff, but let's get started. You ready, Duda?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Here are the standings as we go into the eighth week of picks. The leader in points is Chris and the Or Nissan folks at 70, Duda at 65. Jeff at 64, yours truly at 57. No one is over 500 on our picks. Jeff leads that at 17 and 18. Duda and Chris George are 16 and 19, and I'm 14 and 21. I got to make a move. I got to get this thing going.
How's he going to do that, Duda?
I have no idea.
Cheat, right? That's what you two think.
I'm surprised. Well, yeah, you do. I mean, the one week you had OU, and they didn't even cover.
Wait a minute. Are you serious? I had OU.
OU? Like, you guys still that stuff bit works with you guys?
I hate it when I pick OU. Here we go. We can do this for an hour. Our first game, West Virginia at Iowa State. West Virginia, a 6.5-point favorite in Ames. We'll start with Jeff.
Sorry, I just don't believe in Iowa State. I know they beat Oklahoma State last week, but this is the Big 12. West Virginia seems like one of the top two teams. West Virginia, 7.
Wow, Duda.
I take West Virginia, too. Iowa State's up and down. I'll take West Virginia for 5.
Chris.
Well, West Virginia is probably the best team, one of the best teams in the Big 12. And Iowa State's tough at home, but West Virginia's at least a touchdown better. So West Virginia for 7.
Nice.
7. You guys are way too confident.
These were tough
Virginia
picks, though.
I'll take West Virginia, but for only 3. I don't see what you guys are seeing. This is a team that really struggled against KU.
Take Iowa State?
Don't worry about what I
exactly
take.
Exactly.
Well, you want to talk about making a move and being 14 and 21, and you're all over our picks, but yet you picked the same team we did.
Oklahoma State at Kansas State.
What do you have?
I prefer it when you're at soccer, to be honest with you. Oklahoma State at Kansas State. Oklahoma State, a 6-point favorite on the road in Manhattan. Duda.
I don't like this game at all. I don't like either one of those teams. I'll take Oklahoma State for 1.
That's sensible. Chris.
Oklahoma State's just not been impressive at all. Not that K-State's been that impressive either, but I think they'll hang in there. I'm going to take K-State with 6.
Holy cow.
6?
I'm going to take K-State as well. I don't have faith in either team. I'm taking K-State for two. Jeff?
I've got K-State also for two. No faith, especially in Oklahoma State.
I don't like this game at all. And here's another one I don't like. I hate putting LSU on our picks because I just never know what to make of LSU. They're at home against Georgia. Great game. LSU just bugs me for some reason. Georgia on the road is a 7.5-point favorite. Chris, you get this pick.
I went back and forth on this one, but even though my confidence is going to be high, I still took Georgia with a confidence of 5.
Still just rolling through these confidence. I'm picking LSU at home to stay in that line, but only for 1. Jeff?
I've got LSU for 6. I feel like they can stay within a touchdown at home.
Duda?
Yeah, I'm with Jeff on this one. I think at home, big SEC game. I mean, take the 7.5. I'm taking LSU for 7.
Wow.
There's my – well, that's crazy.
Come on. Then what did you pick?
Washington at Oregon.
Exactly, and then you move on.
In the Pac-12, Washington on the road a favorite. That's the theme of the week. 2.5 points. I make this pick. I'm going Washington for 7. This is my favorite game on the board today. Jeff?
I've got Oregon for 4.
Oh, I love that.
I think
that.
They'll beat Washington.
Do the pick, Oregon.
Home.
No, I can't take Oregon. You got to be kidding me. I don't know what Jeff's been smoking there today.
Bring it.
Washington for 6.
Wow. Chris?
I guess I'm smoking what Jeff was smoking because I'm taking Oregon for just 2, though.
Just 2. I got a feeling this is the week Jeff falls way back.
Okay.
Oh, he's done. He's done.
Wisconsin plays at Michigan. Michigan is a home favorite by 7.5. I could see this game going anyway. Jeff?
Yeah, I'm with you, too. That seems like a heavy line, though, for a Big Ten rivalry type of game. Wisconsin for 3 is what I have.
Wisconsin for 3. Duda?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of this game either, but I'm going to take Wisconsin for 2.
Chris?
I just see this as being a low-scoring game, and for that reason, I'm going to take Wisconsin for 3.
Well, you've left my opening. Here I go on the Wolverines bandwagon, 4-5. Oh, yeah, there's a game.
And he slides farther down the stand.
Now we go to the NFL, 2 NFL games. Let's start with Pittsburgh at Cincinnati. The Bengals are 5-1. Is that right? 4-1.
4-1.
Pittsburgh 2-2-1, although playing much better of late. Cincinnati a 2.5-point favorite at home. Duda.
Well, if Cincy wants to maybe take over that division, they got to win this game at home.
They got to beat Cleveland, too.
Was somebody speaking?
Jeff just
no,
trying
was
to.
Nobody, was it?
Trying to convince us about Cleveland.
I know. He continues to do that. I'm going to take Cincy for 4.
Chris?
This is going to be a close game, but I think Pittsburgh's playing pretty well, so I'm going to take Pittsburgh just for 4 points.
This is kind of where we see Cincinnati occasionally with an opportunity to really convince us that they're for real. They most often slip on a banana peel when they get this chance. They're going to do it again. I'm taking Pittsburgh for 4 points. Jeff?
I've got Cincinnati for 5. I think they come through at home. As long as this isn't a nationally televised game, Cincinnati should be fine, and as far as I know, it isn't.
You know, dude, you and Jeff are making a lot of similar picks, which can't be good for you.
No, it's not. It's a painful situation I'm in right now. I felt good before you guys called, and I'm feeling awful when I hang up.
And finally, the Chiefs are at New England. New England a favorite at home by 3.5.
Yeah, how'd they earn that?
The bookies not believing in the Chiefs, at least not to go on the road. Now, New England's obviously very good at home, 3-0 this season. Chris?
Well, the Chiefs seem to show up against the Patriots. They beat them the last couple times, and it's going to be a close game, but I'm going to take my Chiefs for 1.
See, your judgment's a little clouded by your affinity for some of these teams.
That is true.
Although K-State, 6 points. I don't know. Let me think here for a second. New England at home, they've added some weapons. They look like the old New England the past couple of weeks. But the Chiefs, to me, are a juggernaut. I'm picking the Kansas City Chiefs for 6. Jeff.
6? That's insane. I got the Chiefs for 1.
Well, I need to make up some ground.
Well, I hope you do.
And if they win, who gets the points?
Everybody.
Get 6. Duda.
Well, I just think it's going to be a high-scoring game. Could go either way. Even if New England's up by 10, Kansas City scores a late touchdown. I'm just going to take the 3.5 points. I'll take KC for 3.
Kansas City for 3. So where do I differ with Jeff? I differ on Washington, Oregon, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. Duda, we are different on K-State, Oklahoma State, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati. Chris, we're different on LSU, Georgia, Washington, Oregon, Michigan, Wisconsin, and that's it. So it looks to be a big week for me.
Okay.
Duda, what else is going on with you before we let you go?
Well, not too much. It's been out of town a little bit this week and got back in today. I just walked in the door. You gave me a call, so now we're talking about this. I understand I'll be in there tomorrow. Is that right?
You're in with Jeff tomorrow.
Well, maybe. Do you get my text?
I just did. I'll see what I can do, if I can swing something.
You're not going to play in our golf tournament,
I've been
are
asked
you, Jeff?
By my boss. I've told him that I'm going to hack it up and embarrass him and me and the company, but he is not deterred.
Crestview should not allow you on that course.
I'm not going to take that many shots, okay? Let's just be real. Alcohol, maybe, but...
Yeah, right. Thanks, dude. Okay. We appreciate it.
Good.
Chris George, what's happening at Orr Nissan?
Well, right now we've got huge discounts on all remaining 2018s, including up to $6,000 off on the award-winning Nissan Rogue. We've also got the all-new 2019 Altimas with more arriving daily. Be one of the first in Wichita to own the exciting, brand-new, completely redesigned Altima. Stop in. As for
tell
Chris,
me a little bit about that redesign. It's
a beautiful vehicle. You know, a lot of people say it looks a little closer to the Maxima. It's got a new redesigned front end, all new advanced safety features, technology. It's just a beautiful all around vehicle. Gets about 40 miles per gallon on the highway, so extremely efficient as well.
All right. Well, that's Chris George from Orr Nissan. We invite you to get out. They're open pretty much all day tomorrow. Head out there this weekend and get yourself a new Nissan from Orr Nissan. Back in a minute. This is The Drive on KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.